God being rich in mercy, and catch this, because of the great love with which he loved us. I'm going to read it again. God being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us. What makes it such a marvel is there was so much punishment. So much. Was this all necessary? Did I do something so bad that required a man to bleed to death on a cross and be mocked and jeered and spit upon and stripped naked? It seems that my little, until I look within and see, it was my sin that's nailed onto that cross as well. And when we kneel here today, say, Lord, my sins, which were many, I acknowledge. I acknowledge I was a child of wrath. I acknowledge that I was going my own way, and only by your mercy, and only by your mercy and your love am I going a different direction. But the cross stands for, if we want to know how bad we were, look at the cross. If you want to see how good God is, look at the cross. Because as we see, his kindness and his goodness, it's precious in every way. Rich in mercy, the great love with which he loved us. And even when, he goes on to say, even when we were dead, there it is again, dead in our own trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. Whenever I read this passage, I think of Wernher von Braun, the famous NASA scientist that defected from Germany to America. He was famous. I was driving down Crowchild Trail, Calgary, in 1977. The radio came on, and the broadcast, there was a news flash. They said, Wernher von Braun, the famous NASA scientist, is dead. But I'd heard the story. I'd heard it from firsthand that as he was working, trying to do this, the space thing that he did, he worked in a pool of workers where there was a secretary who preached at him morning, noon, and night. He drove him crazy with her, and so he would swear and he'd slam the drawer and catch his fingers in it and just curse. And she would say, you'll regret those words later in your life when you're standing in the judgment seat of Christ. And so she would just, oh, brother, here I go again. Now, he was a brilliant man who had a photographic memory, who could remember that fly speck on page 1530 on the left-hand side. He was just that kind of a mind. And so as he swore one day in the office and the air turned blue, as he vented his feelings about things, and she launched into him, and she just preached against him, and said, "Christ died for you. You don't deserve it, and you're going to hell, and you deserve to go to hell." And he was so incensed that weekend he decided he would read the whole Bible. He read the whole Bible. Wernher von Braun read the whole Bible. And just to show her how wrong and how many errors there are in the Bible. So he started on Friday night. On Monday morning, he came to work. And he's completely converted. Completely converted. Because as he read Genesis 1 and Genesis 10 and Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and through on, he read through the Bible. He could speed read, remember things. And when he finally caught into the wee hours of the morning, he was in John chapter 1. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And he read that verse and collapsed. He said, that is the truth. And collapsed on the floor, weeping and weeping and weeping, and was gloriously converted. He gets to work the next morning, and she's afraid of him. So she was avoiding him. To finally, he came running up to her, as the story was told that I heard. He came running up to her, and she said, "I've got it! I've got it! I've got it!" And she says, "Well, if you've got it, you'll put me down and act like a gentleman." When I'm driving down Crowchild Trail in 1977, and they said, that Wernher von Braun is dead, I said right out loud, he's never been more alive in his whole life, because he found the source of light and life, and he was transformed by that. Ephesians 1:7, it goes back here from chapter 2 to chapter 1, and the worship team quoted it. In him we have redemption through his blood, through his shed blood. We have redemption through his shed blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, past, present, and future. All of our sins, all of our disobediences wiped away in one forgiveness, that we have been redeemed, and God is not angry at us. He loves us and has given us new life. And it's the most wonderful thing. Is so powerful, so great. So when we kneel here now together in just a moment, when we kneel, don't let this become frivolous because you know you did this last year. Guard it with all of your heart that it never, ever become commonplace. I think it's easy because we specialize in Christianity. We know what's expected and what to do. And we can. But as you're holding the emblems, cherish it. Say, thank you, Lord. It was for me that you gave your life. It was for me. Thank you. I was so, I often think, I wonder where I would be if Christ had not come into my life. Well, I think it would have something to do with being at the airport wearing orange robes and not quite sure how I got there. I just think of, I have a sense about my own being that I've been spared great, great heartache because I met the Lord. And you have met the Lord. And so, as you humble yourself and you hold those emblems, the wafer first, and then the cup, just if tears come, let tears come. We're here for that very, very reason. There's no deadline here. We've got some time, at least most of us think have some time here. So if it takes a little longer, that's fine. But the main thing is that on a Friday night, as we anticipate Sunday, we can thank God that everything that was against us has been removed. And we have met the best Savior, so kind, because he loved us and gave himself for us. And he's never stops giving. I'm thinking in my own life, so many blessings in my life, it became a direct result of being rooted in Christ. And so here you are tonight. And may the Lord bless you as you kneel. If you can't kneel, we understand if you've got a bad leg or a bad knee. So just stand and maybe just somebody could hand the emblems to you. But try not to bottleneck up, so it's kind of like a McDonald's thing. We don't really want that. So maybe those on this side of the balcony can come down, and then maybe the middle section and the second. So it's a little harder to get out of the balcony. So if you like, we're going to pray in just a moment, and then you can just come down, and the rest can come just as you feel you should. So let's stand. Father, I'm thinking of the book of Hebrews, where you said, do not neglect so great a salvation. And we don't want to neglect this, Lord. This is the most precious thing, the most sacred thing to us as believers. We're so glad you've included us in this mercy plan you had. You could have sent us, Lord, into utter darkness, and you'd be right in doing it, but you included us. You counted us in. You've forgiven us from everything we've ever done. Lord, I pray if there's somebody here tonight that doesn't know you, doesn't know the living Lord, I pray tonight before their head hits the pillow, that they'll say, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. I give my life to you. I thank you for dying for me. If you do that, dear friend, if you do that, it will be the most best thing you've ever done. Nobody ever regrets giving their heart to Christ. And I think you'll find the same thing here tonight. So, Lord, we open ourselves to you now. Lord, just tenderize our hearts. Thank you for giving yourself to us. In Jesus' name, amen.